Orange in the Central West's 105.1 at Triple M. Now, the 42nd Toyota Star Maker Awards, they happen each year as part of the Tamworth Country Music Festival. And we've got a local person who is in the top 10, and this is absolutely huge. And I hinted at it yesterday, but I couldn't say anything. But it is our one and only Clancy Pye. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil.
Now, you and your family are no stranger to this little competition called the Toyota Star Maker, because you have a big brother who won this a few years ago.
Yeah, that's right. My older brother, Mickey Pye, he was really fortunate to take out the title in 2015. And I actually was a contestant in 2020 at the last country music festival that ran. So I feel very, very privileged to have made it into the top 10 and to have a shot at taking out the title next year.
Yeah, well, congratulations. So tell me about it. Is it about original music? How does this work?
Yeah, that's it. Well, it's really the pinnacle of sort of talent searches in the Australian country music scene. So it's been the starting point for the likes of sort of Keith Urban, Lee Kernaghan, Becky Cole, Travis Collins. A lot of the big names in Australian country music got their start through Toyota Star Maker. So it's really about giving a platform to emerging artists to really provide them the support and the tools that they need to get started in the industry. So the prize is a really generous one, actually. So the winner gets the use of a Toyota vehicle for 12 months alongside of a fuel card, which is just amazing. And alongside of that, they do provide a lot of support in an artist being able to release music and a couple of music videos along with that. A lot of promotional support and other things too, like a trip overseas to Nashville, a brand new mate and guitar. So
wow.
It's certainly a prize that for any emerging artist, it just makes an enormous difference in kind of furthering our careers that little bit further. So, yeah, I'm very, very grateful and excited to be a part of it.
Okay, let's just be a little hypothetical here. You're in the top 10. Let's assume you win this thing. And I know there's a few ifs and buts there along that. But you're a health professional here in Orange. What does that mean for you? Do you give it a break for a year and hit the road in your new Toyota vehicle if you win this?
Yeah, well, look, I'm really fortunate. I've kind of struck a nice balance of managing the two kind of part-time for a long period of time. So I've become very accustomed to working some long hours. I guess you'd know what it's like being a musician. You get very used to late nights and just using every spare minute to kind of work on your own career. And for me, you know, the past 2 years, even through the COVID situation, I've kept really busy. So I've been writing a lot of music through that time. And I feel like I'm very prepared to release music next year, and having the support of the Toyota Star Maker Prize would certainly make a huge difference in bringing that all a little bit closer to fruition. So, I'm just really, really excited for this opportunity.
Yeah, well, congratulations. You certainly come from a fine pedigree of Toyota Star Maker winners, and I reckon you're a real chance of winning this thing. Clancy Pye's with us. You got any gigs on this weekend? I bet you do.
Yeah, joining you for the inaugural night in Nashville, actually. So I'm performing Friday night at the Orange Showground, which is going to be an amazing way to end the year. And then I'm heading up to Armatree for the very, very last gig of the year up at the Armatree Hotel. So really looking forward to sending this year out on with a bang.
Fantastic. Clancy Pye's with us, and best of luck with the Star Maker competition. I'm sure you'll do exceptionally well. Have a great day. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much, Neil.